Today's show is sponsored by Jenny Eclair's Electric Chairs. You'll have a shocking time. This is the Technical Difficulties. We are playing Citation Needed. I've got an almost randomly selected article from everybody's favourite reliable source of knowledge, Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fight they get right is a point and a ding, and there is a special prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Mystery Biscuits!
Oh yeah!
And today we are talking about Stefania Follini.
Of course, Stefania Follini, of the Wiltshire Fellinis, if I'm not too mistaken.
Definitely not the Wiltshire Fellinis.
Oh, bollocks, I'm out then.
Right. Broad guess at which country we're insulting today?
Yep.
Italy.
Correct!
Hold on to your pasta pizza, lasagna!
Oh, here we go.
All right, sports person?
No, not at all. Interior designer, actually. But that's
from Italy?
But that's not what she's famous for.
She's
not famous for anything she did, chaps. This is going to be a tough one.
She's not famous for interior design. She had...
Did she drive an Italian car?
No, she had an experiment on herself.
Another head.
Don't think medical
surgery
got that.
The world's first two-headed, that one there, the other one just about here.
It's about 1989. Medical science definitely hadn't gotten that far.
Was she trying to work out what would happen if you wore the same pair of jeans for 3 years?
Whoa.
Now, you're wrong. You're obviously massively wrong. But it is it's a self-imposed thing that went on for, 130 days.
Lived in a hot air balloon.
Oh, lived somewhere, yes.
Under the sea.
Hot air balloon.
Down where it's wetter. Down where it's better.
Under the sea.
Not quite. You're very close here.
Underground.
Yes, in a cave, in fact.
For why? Interior design purposes?
No, an experiment about circadian rhythms. You get a point, by the way.
Just a niche and some rock. We're talking absolute proper underground.
Yep.
A cavern, then, rather than a cave.
Mites go up, tights go down kind of cave.
Yes, she actually has the women's world record for longest cave isolation.
Was it presented by Norris McWhirter, that certificate?
Old school reference.
Thank
nice.
You.
I'm reasonably sure I've heard or read somewhere before that in darkness, the circadian rhythm of a human's about 23 hours.
Apparently, it actually drifted towards, first of all, a 28-hour day, then a 48-hour one. But you're absolutely right. Have a point for it being, away from 24 hours.
Does that mean we do more in the dark? Is that what you're saying?
Away from any reference, away from the sun coming up. Mm. It's currently setting over there. Away from that, our bodies generally go for 25, 26, 27, 28 hours.
I am so surprised that a business hasn't set up underground just to get longer days out of people.
I think that's basically the Amazon warehouses.
Hey. Does that proportions? That mean you might get, a three-hour dinner break? Actually, no, 48 hours would be double, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, no, it wouldn't. You'd just work 24 more hours. I can't see them adding an extra...
No, but your dinner break would have to be longer, wouldn't it?
It depends. You're the union man here.
I am the union man, thank you very much.
He is the union man, and he comes from far away.
And he can play... No, he can't, he's on strike.
And he can negotiate. I think you're right.
So obviously she was down in the cave with no external light, no clocks, no anything like
that. Wait a minute, she's an interior designer.
Yes.
She's going to have clocks and cushions and tables and things like this as well.
Throws.
What
everywhere.
Do you think she did take down with her?
A chaise longue.
Well, it's
something with big flappy cuffs.
Describing them here as her only companions.
So MDF.
Anything that would kind of keep her spirits up during isolation.
Cats.
Paint. White spirits.
Desert island discs.
White spirits?
This is a far superior drink to meths.
Not quite right. Did you say cats?
Yes.
Not quite right. In fact, you wouldn't want them down
Moles.
There.
Ants.
I can't think
Dog.
Of ants with
you're
me.
Going the wrong way down the cartoon food chain.
Oh, okay. Mice.
Duck.
Mice. Thank you. Point. Two friendly mice named Giuseppe and Nicoletta.
We are in Italy, naturally.
No, we're not. Do you want to take a guess where it was?
France.
Austria. No. Switzerland.
Wrong continent.
Why? Really? Sorry, are they?
South America, then.
They've got their own
caves. No caves in Europe.
But this was partly organised by NASA.
Ooh.
America.
Hang on, why did NASA come to an interior designer and say, do you want to live in a cave in wherever
for a
year?
Look, they wanted to use the cave later on. They needed somebody to fit it out and they wanted it done for free.
Can you imagine that? Well, now you've been down here, just wonder why you're in. Could you just zhuzh the place up a bit while you're in? I mean, a couple of
the
throws.
The feng shui's not quite
it's
right.
It's not quite. The chi is off. I think we need some of the walls painting, definitely.
She actually decorated the cave with cutouts made from cardboard.
Of people. Tell me it was of people.
It doesn't say.
It's like a cutout of Bill Clinton.
No, it's like that bit from Bugsy Malone, where they've got one bolted to a little miniature railway road. So it looks
Isn't that Home Alone?
Home Alone. Home Alone.
And Bugsy Malone as well.
Really? Yeah, it's both.
When Fat Sam's gang's all been killed, they set up a load of cardboard cutouts. Maybe the train thing's Home Alone. But,
yeah. What else you should take you down with her?
Skateboard.
Not really all that good on the cave floor.
Well, you know, something to learn.
15 pounds of LSD.
Herbal substances.
Food.
Yeah, fair point.
Actually. Well, okay, yes, there was food down there, but as companions, it's actually not that different from what I would expect someone in 2014 to
be. The voice of Morgan Freeman.
No, the only way she could communicate was through one of these.
Morgan Freeman.
A bat.
Just a computer.
Sign interpreter.
Where? In when?
1989. So it was just a text terminal that talked to the folks at NASA. Bear in mind, you know, NASA's backing this up.
So she's getting light then from the screen.
Oh, no, it didn't say without lights, without natural light.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I thought she was in the dark.
No, she got no outside datum to tell her when it's day and night.
But wouldn't the lights turning on and off give you
No, she's in control of that.
Oh.
Which is, so she can
she
exist.
She doesn't know when nighttime
yeah,
is.
Yeah, she can exist as she normally would, but that then settles down into 28 hours.
This is where the perseverance that you'd need to do when things wouldn't pay off for me. I'd just keep a clock going and just turn the lights off at the right time.
Well, that's the thing, she wasn't allowed them. The computer wouldn't have had a clock, and it would just be a terminal back and forth to communicate with people.
Right. At least on April the 1st, have taken the opportunity to really f*** her up via that computer terminal. If she can't see the outside world, I would have just typed the word help repeatedly with they have done it. Oh God, they have done it repeatedly.
89, yeah, that'd be a bit harsh.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, but I want to say who they were and what they'd done.
It's 5 years too late,
really.
It
would turn out all they'd done is block the toilet in the gent's first floor loo.
She lost a lot of weight while she's in there because obviously her rhythms have spread out, so she's taking meals less often. She lost weight. She actually came out on May the 22nd, 1989.
It's the next question could be, what date did she think it was?
Yeah. In fact, you can have a point for correctly guessing what I was about to ask. Nice. She went in on January 13th, came out May the 22nd.
And she thought it was
every day was
March.
2 days.
Yeah, you know what? Like that, yeah.
March the 15th. Exactly. Oh! The middle of March.
I would have pretended it was
Oh, he's
later.
Claiming his biscuit right now.
Get in there.
That's mine. This is mine.
The room, by the way, do you want to guess what it was, sizes and what it was made of? Because they actually built a room down in the cave.
Okay. I'm rewinding from my admiration. I thought she was in a pitch black, dark cave,
dripping
over things.
With yeah. Moss and...
Suddenly they've built her a bijou residence down
It's hardly a bijou residence.
Tent.
Chipboard.
It's a 20 by 12 foot acrylic glass room.
Glass?
Acrylic glass, yeah.
Okay, Why? So she can still see out to the cave, but she's constricted in movement.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yee. Is that the kind of thing they're going to give them when they go to Mars?
That, I think, was one of the reasons. Yeah, it was an experiment on circadian rhythms, on how you can survive with no external...
But you're trapped in a box that you can see out of just a black, which is...
Oh my God, that's horror. Actually, now I see the bubble idea. That's even worse. I thought she might have had a porta cabin or something.
Stefania Fellini has the women's world record. There is a men's world record for complete isolation, which is again...
Was it the Russians in that thing that's happened recently that it was 300 odd days?
That wasn't underground chamber isolation.
Am I gonna
they were still kind of locked in a room.
Making a joke at all. I'm going to say something like the Chilean miners.
No, it's an Italian sociologist and caver called Maurizio Montalbini.
Oh. Who just wanted a really long holiday doing his hobby.
Cave.
Oh, yeah. Sir, study. Yeah, can I get this paid for?
Fair point, actually. The interior designer's cave wasn't a natural environment, but a caver would like to be.
Sociologist and caver. How can I get this comped?
That's actually an entire year. He entered on December the 6th, 1992, got out December the 5th, 1993.
After she'd done it then? He was going for the proper record.
He broke all records. Thinking it was June the 6th. So he'd again had about double the time.
Wow, that's a lot more than spending out to a 28-hour rhythm, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, they said with her as well, it became a 48-hour rhythm.
Yeah, 28 to 48. Wow.
I'm just quoting what it says here. I'm not sure what this means. His immune defense system fell from a level of 23 to zero.
No!
Dun, dun, dun!
Not zero! Zero's the worst
number!
So
presumably there's not a lot living down there, so it's not fighting stuff off all the time.
Yeah.
What are the units here?
There are no units given in this at all. This is basically a maths teacher.
Resistances.
All we know is in whatever it is, if something drops to zero, that's bad.
So above the cave for Stefania Fellini, there was a trailer. If you like, just, you know.
For what film?
Just on a loop endlessly. She went insane.
When they announced the end of the experiment to her, they sent down the message saying, it's okay, you can come out. What do you think she sent back? And this may be a translation from the Italian, or it may be the original.
F*** off? Question mark.
I've just got the place looking how I want it.
You know what? Point.
No!
It was actually, are you really serious? But you're absolutely right. It's a question mark and disbelief. So I'm giving you the point for that one.
Yeah!
I also like the newspaper article. I'm now looking at the original here that it references. What happened to her immediately after she came out? What were the scientists doing to her?
Poking.
Point.
Poking?
Yep. Who said poking first?
One of us.
One of us,
yeah. I'm going to give you both points.
Hey.
Poked with needles and tagged with electrodes.
And then given some vouchers and told to enjoy yourself.
Here's one free McDonald's. Oh, no. Oh. No, your immune system's dropped, hasn't it?
Don't eat it.
What's surprising me here is now I'm looking this up. I've just made a connection here because there's the article from the Daily News in 1989. Experiment coordinator? Maurizio Montalbini.
Ooh, I put my tinfoil hat on for that one. Thank you very much.
The guy who later went on to break the record again was the experiment coordinator, presumably because he is the world's expert on staying in a cave.
On staying in a hole.
He learnt all he needed to know and then used it against her.
Well, it's like doing it first. Could kill me.
Well, she's down there all the time. He's just sat there rubbing his hands going, soon.
Well, I just like the idea that, you know, he's going, right, I need to do this experiment prior to mine. What profession to choose? Who will be hardiest against these hardships? Interior designers.
You're actually, with the whole kind of rubbing hands, experiment. Miss Fellini, it says, heard a human voice other than her own for the first time. Stefania, I am your god talking to you.
Whoa!
Dude had issues!
Of all the things he could have said! He'd been laying in bed going, What do I say? I know, this is your god talking to you.
I like the idea that he hired James Mason just to make sure it sounded right.
The last thing then is a quote from a news article about this. She dismisses concern that her contribution to science was an ordeal. What did she say it was instead?
It's all right, really.
Science's a thing.
Cheap holiday.
You know what, I'm going to give Gary the point on that. It was a very simple thing.
I like
yes,
her.
Yes, it is.
Her answers to questions are good.
I assume she was allowed books.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, the books that she took in.
And a guitar.
Oh,
I knew there'd be a guitar.
God. That's a fair point, though. You are going to Mars. What, there's like 5-6 of you or something? Mm. You're getting on there. You just, you know, strap yourself to the
capsule.
There's
going to be that one dickhole just playing Smoke on the Water over and over again. £20 acoustic guitar.
And he's got it slung over the back of his spacesuit. Hey guys, I brought this along.
There was a moment
when I was a fresher that someone directly above me in the room above it was playing Smoke on the Water and just trying to learn it. I just remember, da, 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 da. After about 5 minutes of this, I said, door slams. Stomp, 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 stomp. Door opens. She pulls the plug out the wall. Door slam stops. Not a word said.
Either that or someone gets on this in the space capsule with a guitar or hauls in an accordion or something. I think we got room for this, don't you?
The harmonica. It's one of the sunsets just lying there going...
I love the idea that she's not down there with some acoustic thing, that she got like 200 watt Fender stack and Gibson SG mirror hat just rocking out in this cave.
Master! Like, yeah. Master!
To be fair, there are astronauts on the ISS. I mean, Chris Hadfield was one who took their guitar up with them.
On space musician facts, though, Neil Armstrong took a theremin to the moon, didn't he?
Did he?
I think Neil Armstrong took a theremin with him. Yeah, yeah, I think he took a theremin with him.
Screw this, guys. It's not going to sound spacey enough without it.
Yeah, but the way you play a theremin, can you imagine? You're in, like, I don't know, the capsule, and Neil Armstrong's like,
That's not strictly true, but I can tell you that we have an article here called Music Out of the Moon. A cassette tape of that was taken by Neil Armstrong to the moon.
Fair enough.
And he played it back to them.
Oh, thanks, Neil. Brilliant. Just that bloke when you're trying to drive, you know, really concentrate. Someone puts their frigging CD on. That's him with his theremin music, innit? Brought this. Woo! For his moon landing moment.
All right. At the end of the show, congratulations, Gary.
No!
You win this one.
Yes! Get in there!
You know, so excited this game came on.
I'm kind of disappointed. I'm kind of disappointed that he's not wearing a parka, so he just kind of put it over his head like Batman.
Boom! That's what we play the game for. Are you not entertained?
You win a trip to the edge of the atmosphere with the host of 90s game show Small Talk.
Oh, really?
It's Ronnie Corbett, Low Earth Orbit. So, do enjoy that. In the meantime, that's been Matt Gray.
Bye-bye.
That's been Gary Brannan. That's been Chris Joel. And I've been Tom Scott. We'll see you next time. Thanks for watching. Tell us if you liked it, or even better, tell someone else. And if you want more, there are all new episodes of our Reverse Trivia podcast at techdiff.co.uk.